Alice didn't think that proved it at all. However, she went on. "And how do you know that you're mad?"
"To begin with," said the cat, "a dog's not mad. Do you agree?"
"I suppose so," said Alice.
"Well, then," the cat went on, "you see, a dog growls when it's angry and wags its tail when it's happy. Now, I growl when I'm happy and wag my tail when I'm angry. Therefore, I'm mad."
"I call it purring, not growling," said Alice.
"Call it what you like," said the cat. "Are you going to play croquet with the Queen today?"
"I would like to very much," said Alice, "but I haven't been invited yet."
"You'll see me there,"
said the cat, and disappeared. Alice was not very surprised by this, since she was getting used to strange things happening. While she was looking at the place where the cat had been, it suddenly appeared again.
"By the way, have you seen the white rabbit today?"
it asked. "Yes, I have," replied Alice. "I saw him at his house."
"I thought so," said the cat, and disappeared again.
Alice waited a little, half expecting it to appear again, but it didn't. After a minute or two, she started walking in the direction in which the cat had told her the March Hare lived. "I've seen hatters before," she said to herself. "The March Hare will be more interesting, and perhaps, since this is May, it won't be completely mad, at least not as mad as it was in March." As she said this, she looked up, and there was the cat again, sitting on the branch of a tree.
"Do you enjoy playing croquet?" it asked.
"Yes, I do, very much," replied Alice.
"That's wonderful," said the cat. "The Queen will enjoy playing with you."
"I wish you wouldn't keep appearing and disappearing so suddenly. You make me feel quite dizzy."
"All right,"
said the cat, and this time it disappeared slowly, beginning with the end of the tail and ending with the grin, which remained for a while after the rest of it was gone. "Well, I've often seen a cat without a grin," thought Alice. "But a grin without a cat? It's the most curious thing I've seen in all my life." She had not gone much further before she saw the house of the March Hare. She thought it must be the right house, because the chimneys were shaped like long ears and the roof was covered with fur. It was so large a house that she did not want to go nearer until she had eaten more of the left-hand bit of mushroom and grown to about 2 feet high. Even then, she walked up towards it rather timidly, saying to herself, "What if it is completely mad after all? I almost wish I'd gone to see the hatter instead."